our TV segment with CBSA the morning, I was Preston Gomez is a baseball manager. Gomez from the Addams Family. Had a cigar.
Everything.
Yeah. It looked ridiculous, but we're not doing that this year.
Oh, come on. Rosie says she's got her costume ready.
I did.
No, I'm kidding.
What could I do on TV that would be easy? I mean...
Easy.
Yeah.
Hmm.
You look at me. What potential do you see?
You sure is ugly.
Maybe the Hunchback? What hump? Yeah, that's a possibility.
That's a possibility.
You could put on your mouse ears.
I still have those.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine.
Okay, I was about to say, please tell this.
Now her son's birthday was back, I think it was in July. Seems more recent than that, back in July.
Mm-hmm.
And she did the most unbelievable. Look, I know how it is with parents. I've got a daughter, and I went to every length possible to theme up birthday parties, but I've never seen one quite like this. Everything, even deviled eggs, were made using black olive slices to look like Mickey Mouse.
Wow.
It was incredible. Everything had mouse ears or was designed to look like a Disney character. It was pretty cool.
Pretty creative, but I'm not sure I'd go to that length.
Did I see... Are you a mom?
Oh, Lord, no. Mm-hmm. I'm a mom to three horses and a happy Chihuahua dog.
Oh. Jessie Lynn is our guest. She's a country singer with a great pedigree, and the music is excellent. Let's go back to YouTube here.
YouTube.
Since I have this one ready, I want to play I'm Digging. I want to hear it again.
All right.
Check this out.
Can't eat, can't sleep. All I do is think about you.
This guitar riff.
Awesome. Fun fact about that guitar riff.
Hold on, what's this feeling? That's my heart you're stealing. That's okay. I don't want it back. What's this chemistry? Such intensity. I'm thinking that I'm digging it.
That's got to be a hit. It's got to be a hit song. It's so catchy.
Well, you know, we were excited with that because, you know, when you first break out on Music Row as a new artist, you know, if you make the top 80 and get on the chart, that's saying something. But that song went all the way to number 53 on Music Row.
It deserved a better fate than 53.
It does, and it may... But actually resurface, so.
That is the weird thing. I spent a lot of time, mostly in high school, studying trends using the WLS Hit Parade in Chicago as a guide. And it was interesting because there would be songs that had a second release or got a second life. Lady, like I said, by Styx was a big hit in Chicago, but it just didn't get out around the rest of the world. It was mostly on FM stations, and FM still hadn't captured the market share then.
Right.
AM was still king, and they didn't touch it because they were afraid to take a gamble.
Exactly.
Give 2.5 minutes to a song in a local band. But eventually, it did. And I don't think anybody could tell you why that happened, because it was 3 years later when it made number 6 on Billboard.
Right. It's funny, because if you take a look, you know, one of the wonderful things, I love radio, but then also we do have tools now, and this is not one of radio's best friends, but Spotify, a lot of playlisting, a lot of our fans do that, and even though I still love radio as far as breaking new music and learning about new music, it is interesting because even with our brand new single out now, What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country, I'm Digging It is actually having more streams and more growth than our current current single. And it's funny to watch that because when it was out, you know, I mean, it had good traction. But now that the second one is out, it's actually tracking even heavier and more so than what I had actually expected. And I'm like, well, all right. And kind of the same thing with Boots and Bling. You know, we released it in 2016, but now it's like, it's just exploding and we have people singing it and requesting it at shows. And I'm like, that's
music. Do you
still
remember us when you're...
I will, yes.
Superstar.
I will, yes. I'll make sure y'all have specific passes that y'all get to come eat dinner with us. And, you know, might have to take you on a few shows too. So we'll have a bus just for y'all.
I've done this in the past when we've had a woman as a guest, so I can ask questions that will help us learn about you.
All right.
It's not that I'm incapable.
But he just needs a little outline there to help.
So let's pretend we're in the early minutes of an awkward first date.
Okay.
And
you got the candle, Rosie?
Jesse Lynn, what do you do with your free time?
Oh, my goodness. What do I do? What do I not do in my free time?
You got horses.
I do have horses, yes.
We lived in that where my daughter was an equestrian.
Really?
Yes. And
it's like I knew that.
One of the greatest days of being a dad was she used to compete on Saturday mornings, and there was the day when she and Slick, grand champions.
There you go.
And the look on her face when they announced that.
You will never trade that, never forget it. I tell you, I started same thing. Horses and music have been in my life, my entire life, from really the time that I was born. And started off in the rodeo industry and timed events industry, but later grew to show all around. So hunter under saddle, hunter jumper, western pleasure, reining, cutting, timed events. I even started my first company at the age of 15, Alabama Extreme Equine Productions. I was coaching about 30 to 40 students during a full year and had 5 to 6 training horses on the property plus mine and the big gray horse that he's retired now, but had 8 back-to-back world qualifications at NBHA and all of that great stuff, and 2 championship saddles, a coffee case full of belt buckles, and I now just get to ride when I feel like it, and I love it.
All right. The next question is stupid, because if I asked you this, you would think we're not going to have a second date because you're obviously not very observant. Oh. Are you more of an indoors or outdoors person? We'll just skip
that. We'll just skip that one. Yeah, I'm pretty much the outdoor person.
All right, this is a good one, though.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Rosie, too. I don't want Rosie to feel left out.
Oh, I don't. I'm enjoying this.
Men hit on Rosie all the time. So let's ask you this. Who is the most fascinating person you've ever met?
The most fascinating person I have ever met. You know, I have met a lot of people. And, of course, aside from you, Greg, because you're pretty fascinating.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Aside from Greg, he's out. So, you know, I'd have to say, I can't name just one, but I'd have to say the Oaks, because they each all have their own stories. So Joe Bonsall, Dwayne, William Lee, and then, of course, Richard. They all have such amazing stories to tell about the industry.
That's the Oak Ridge Boys.
The Oak Ridge Boys, yes. And it's just so fascinating to listen to their stories, and you can learn so much if you're just sitting there for 10 minutes and just talking to them.
I've never seen the Oak Ridge Boys, but because I have read and studied the development of the atomic bomb in World War II, I've been to Oak Ridge, Tennessee, to see the massive lead. They took a village with 83 people in 1941 or two, and it was a city of 80,000 in a very short matter of time. And nobody really knew what they were doing there.
No, they didn't. And it's funny because Joe, in one of his books, The Stories and Life and Times on the Road with the Oaks, he talks about that when they actually got to go and perform. And it was a top secret, you know, like performance, but actually performing, you know, at some of the areas when they still had military in on that part. It's pretty cool to hear the stories that they can tell. It's so fascinating. I love history, and I love hearing about what people do.
Wow, that is, you know what, the greatest value to history is understanding how often it repeats.
Oh yes.
And what's frightening about today's America is, yes, I posted this on Facebook, 70% of millennials would vote socialist. So I posted on Facebook, I said, well, I guess I have to assume that 70 percent of millennials support the Nazi Party because that was their economic model.
That's exactly right.
They don't know what they're asking for. Go to Venezuela and see how much fun it is. They're having zoo animals for dinner. That's how bad it is.
Exactly.
I don't know why they feel the government can do something better than the private sector. That
because
is never
been
true.
Indoctrinated.
There you go.
So how do we stop that? How do we put an end to that stuff?
We have to reprogram them.
I have to watch my language, right? There won't be a second opportunity.
There won't be a second opportunity.
Here's a good one. What was the last book you really got into?
The last book I really got into.
The last movie you really enjoyed.
Well, that's a tough one because I read and I see movies, but I've gone to a movie more recently than I have read a book. So I must say I'm a little bit of a Disney freak. I love Disney movies and the remakes that they're doing. And I recently got my mom hooked on the Maleficent movie with Angelina Jolie and all that. So since they released Maleficent 2, we went to see it in the theaters.
I didn't see it because I don't go to movies that I can't pronounce. So,
well, now you know how to pronounce it, so you can go.
Like, I know, but it looks like Maleficent to me, like something isn't efficient. I do have a sizable vocabulary, though. It's yes, just that certain words.
It's just certain
you're
words.
A writer.
How about you, Rosie? What was
you're
the
a writer.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Big vocabulary helps. Last movie I saw was Downton Abbey.
Oh, yeah.
And I've heard it's good.
Yeah, it was typical Downton Abbey. You know, if you like the series, you would like the movie. Same characters.
I'd really like to go see Ruby. I've heard that movie's good, too.
I want to see...
Judy. Good man. Ruby, Judy, all has.
I want to see The Current. Mm-hmm. The Current, I believe, is about Tesla and the genius of his electrical invention, all that kind of stuff.
They had a bunch of really good previews. I thought, oh, this is all going to be garbage. They had so many good previews of things that are coming out in November and December, like Christmas movies and
yes.
things.
And yeah, so, Midway's coming out on Rich Thomas's birthday. We're going.
I want to go see that. It was a preview, and I'm like, I've got to go see that movie.
Hey, maybe we'll have a viewing party at one of the theaters. I'll set something up.
Absolutely. Let's do it.
And get everybody in on it. We got to take a break here at 4:13. Jesse Lynn, country singer, local, is our guest. She's amazing, and we'll play a little more of your music, too, this afternoon. In fact, I may dump the roll call today so we can make room for some of your songs.
I'm here.
I think we'll do that today. I'd like to talk about your CBD store. This is another great innovation that can help people and their pets. After these products were made legal, industrialized hemp, in Congress, law was passed in 2018, CBD products and all the relief they bring for varying conditions are now available, and your CBD store has everything you could possibly want. From oil tinctures, water solubles, gummies, soft gel capsules, topical creams, they work. And their pet products have delivered amazing results. If you have a dog, in fact, we have some rough weather coming in, I believe, on Halloween. Or just in general, a CBD treat can help them weather the storm, keep them relaxed. And it also helps with pain. They can also I did the topical cream. I had this annoying thing on the side of my face. It wasn't a blister. It just hurt there for some reason. I went to see Rick Love. And it was just one of those weird things. So I tried the CBD topical cream, and it went away within 24 hours. And I was very grateful. If you'd like to learn more about them, I would suggest you visit your CBD store at 8852 Mini Brown Road. Just go south at the Bojangles off Chantilly Parkway. Make your first left, your first right. They're across from the Renfro's Adams Drugstore there in that plaza. Marissa and Laurie there are there to answer your questions Monday through Saturday from 10 in the morning till 6 in the afternoon. Right back, it's 4:15.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Luke Wire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluquire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluquire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Eskew with Alabama News Network. Two separate wrecks on I-85 are cleared after backing up traffic near Chantilly Parkway this morning. One of the cars burst into flames. Thankfully, there were no injuries. No word yet on what caused the wrecks. State troopers are still investigating. The Montgomery Regional Airport will hold a full-scale disaster exercise tomorrow. They are testing and evaluating the response to ensure continued readiness for airport emergencies. The two-hour exercise is just a simulated drill. Officials say normal airport operations will continue and no delays or disruptions to travel are expected. A federal judge has blocked an Alabama abortion ban. The law that was to go into effect next month would have made having an abortion a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. Today, U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued a preliminary injunction blocking the state from enforcing the law, which would have called for 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A series of disturbances will keep us wet at times from now through Halloween. For today and tonight, scattered showers likely, high temperature in the middle 70s, low tonight 68. Tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday. A strong cold front moves through on Thursday night, becoming much cooler behind the front on Friday. Windy with a high around 63, upper 30s Friday night. A cool weekend ahead with cold nights. Pretty appropriate for the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Thank you, lawyers. We're going to sample some more Jesse Lynn music after we check traffic at 420.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. All right, here are the accidents so far. Upper Wetumpka Road at Capitol Parkway. An injury at that accident. That's right up from Oakwood Cemetery. Use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. Holt and Heron Street downtown. If you're exiting the I-65 ramp onto Heron Street, right at the top of the ramp, watch out for an accident there. 3000 block of Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be in the vicinity of Arts Music Shop. Just down from Vaughn Road, watch for emergency vehicles responding there. And if you're merging onto I-85 off 65, when you get to about mile marker 17, we got a disabled 18-wheeler in the left lane that's going to be causing a little bit of a backup for a couple of minutes. Use caution on 85 northbound out of the city right around mile marker 17. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhart Toyota. Reinhart Toyota, now open on Sunday after church from noon until 6 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Jesse, before we play the next song, I've selected what happens in the country stays in the country.
Yay.
I'd like you to give a listen to somebody we know as Menthol Meredith.
All right.
Well, if y'all smell money, I gotta confess, it's me. Yep, I entered a Halloween costume contest on Saturday night, got first runner-up, and raked in 50 big ones. Get this, I went as a sexy can of White Claw. Oh, and I was more popular than a virgin at a prison rodeo. Everyone and their brother wanted a selfie with sexy old White Claw. Gosh, I ain't felt that pretty since my glory days when I used to clean up at every wet t-shirt contest this side of Tampa. Back then, I made more money standing in a baby pool on the receiving end of a super soaker for 3 minutes than most people make in a week. Anyway, my sexy White Claw costume was a hit and a half. And I would have got first place, but one of the judges was our preacher, and since he don't drink, he just thought I was a tub of sexy mayonnaise. All right, y'all. Dollar Tree's got a sale on cartons of gently used menthols, and now I got $50 to burn. Literally.
She's great. A trip.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great.
She is who she is. Menthol Meredith.
Mm-hmm. Menthol Meredith in yes, that sexy White Claw costume.
Every Tuesday here on News Talk. All right, Jesse Lund is our guest. She's a country singer and local and an excellent communicator, as we're learning this afternoon.
Well, thank you.
We're about to play What Happens in the Country Stays in the Country. I always like to ask, what was the inspiration for the song?
So, being the country girl that I am and driving the one-ton dually with a 40-foot living quarter horse trailer behind it and having 3 horses and, of course, doing all the things that good country girls do.
City slicker question.
Uh-huh.
What's a one-ton dually?
All right. So, it's a truck with 6 wheels. So, looks like an F-250, but you got a dual wheel on the back.
I knew that. I was just...
He knew that. Sure he did.
Continue.
So, as you were talking about a little bit earlier, I got tired of all of the guys talking about what it's like to be in the quote-unquote country that's by their definition. Mm-hmm. So, I said, you know what? A female needs to cut a song that actually talks about what really happens in the country. And the idea hit me kind of a what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, what happens in the country stays in the country. So, I went and visited a good co-writer and friend of mine, Mr. Marty Morgan, which is Lori Morgan's brother, and Scott.
I know Lori Morgan.
Yeah, Lori Morgan.
A lot of her stuff.
Yeah. And, Marty and Scott and I decided we took this idea and ran with it, and it's our current single that's out right now.
All right, here it is on News Talk 93.1 FM, Jesse Lynn. What happens in the country stays in the country. Like it already.
Cut!
Jesse Lynn with background vocals by Howard Dean. I have to tell you.
I love it.
There's something wrong that these records are not, launching you into a national success. They're all great.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. That's a major compliment not only as a guest, but also as an artist, as a writer. That's a major compliment. Thank
Very
you.
Very rarely, in my course of time, and I spent probably about 2/3 of my career as a jock.
Right.
Not as a disc jockey, but a communicator. Anyway, I was always on stations where we got to have fun, but we played two songs and got to have more fun and played two songs. And mostly everything we played was an established hit.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I was never good at hearing a song the first time and saying, yeah, that I can see that going somewhere. Mm-hmm. Very rarely. One song I recall in particular, the first time I heard it, I knew it was going to be number one, was That's All by Genesis, Phil Collins.
Mm-hmm.
First time I heard that was probably May Before You Were Born. But very rarely. These, I can hear the value in these, the hooks in these, right on the first play.
Well, that's great.
And I'm not saying that because you're here. I'm being real honest with you.
Oh, I know you are.
So what do we need to have done to get a wider audience for your amazing music?
Well, as you do know, being in this industry, and as you did mention, it's changed quite a bit. Politics play a lot in this business.
Yeah.
And, we are steadily chipping away the stone molding that's around Nashville. We are getting a good established name in Nashville. It's a matter of now being able to put it in the right hands of the right people that have the money to back it. So, and putting it out where, we want to go and what we want to do. But right now, I've built this business from the ground up, Dirt to Diva Music Productions and Dirt to Diva Publishing, and just I'm taking one step, stepping stone at a time, and learning the business along with it, and just going with it.
We have a call. This is JJ.
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, I'm doing the Nielsen Radio Diary.
I have no idea what that is.
Now, you have been in radio for years and years, Greg. Surely you know what a radio diary is.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Well, the Nielsen Company, located in, let me see, Columbia.
I know where they're located, Maryland?
Maryland.
Yeah. We can't discuss that on the air.
That's fine. I don't want to discuss it on the air. I just wanted to make sure I had the call letters correct.
WACV-FM.
So that I could, check the diary.
Look, I'm very grateful that this has fallen into good hands.
Well,
one of the things that happens, in the news talk phenomenon is, at least when numbers come out, the number of women listening is very disproportionate to men, small. Yet, when I go out in public and
it's all women.
I meet a lot of people, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The other day when I went to the City Grill.
Right.
There was a group of 12 at a table celebrating a birthday. They all were listeners. It's mm-hmm. like, but they tell me that I don't have any women listening, mm-hmm. which is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Oh, I know of a lot of women that listen to you all the time. And they quote you. Oh, my goodness, Greg.
Well, who wouldn't quote him? I mean, come on.
You're a doll, JJ.
I would love to see what his keyboard looks like and how he... Rosie, you said he had something in front of him that looked like... I can't remember what you said. But he must be punching buttons all the time to make these voices come up.
Yes.
It's amazing.
Well, thank you. It's my version of the piano. I can never learn how to play the piano or... Really, any other instrument.
I play piano, so I understand what you're doing.
it's really a savant skill, but I appreciate the acknowledgement. Thank you.
Well, oh, goodness. I listen to you morning and night and afternoon.
Write it down.
Thanks so much, Greg, for what you do, and thank you, Rosie.
All right. Thank
Bye-bye.
You, JJ.
You take care. Well, now there's a call that can make your day.
Yes.
Absolutely.
432. With the economy literally roaring, interest rates are, again, tracking at some of their lowest levels ever, and now is a great time to buy. If you're renting and you're paying $800, $900, or $1,000 a month, you can probably own for less per month than that and have a place you can call your own and probably with more space and more amenities. What you should do, maybe you haven't done it because you're not aware of the tax advantage, or maybe you haven't looked to buy a house because you don't think you have enough money down to get one, or that you have a credit mark here and there that's going to hinder your ability to get done on a mortgage. The guy you want to see is Morris Capuano, and let him handle that for you, because he can help eliminate those roadblocks to home ownership, because it makes a huge difference at tax time, and nobody works harder. You know, like Jessie, she sings. This is her passion. And he is the Jesse Lynn of mortgages, if I may.
All right.
No, he loves what he does. He lives to hand the keys to a new house to somebody he's just closed.
He needs to build me a barn dominium.
409-9300 is the number to reach out and talk to Morris with Renaissance Bank. They have programs and programs and programs to handle just about any kind of situation you're faced with. But make that call and get the ball rolling, because pre-approval gives you all the leverage in buying a house. That's 409-9300 for Morris Capuano at Renaissance Bank, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 402-669. It's 433.
It's your last chance to drive like the king in a brand new Cadillac. Come into Wind Creek Wetumpka now through November 10th and earn your chances to win a 2020 Cadillac XT6. We've already given away two of these beauties, and on Sunday, November 10th, we're giving away another 2020 Cadillac XT6. So shake, rattle, and roll yourself on in to Wind Creek Wetumpka for your last chance to drive like the king. Long live the king. Thank you very much.
We love shopping at Kaiser. The staff and service is great, and Stella always helps us find the exact right piece.
At Kaiser Fine Home Furnishings, we have exciting new furniture arriving, including two new lines you'll love. Save up to 60% on furniture we need to move for the new lines. Open a Synchrony account and you may qualify for a $50 gift card and get up to 18 months interest-free financing. Remember, our sales tax is only 8.25%. Shop Wiser, buy Kaiser, and be ready for the holidays. 4044 Wetumpka Highway.
See Kaiser for details on how to receive the gift card and special financing. Some restrictions apply.
October 29th is National Oatmeal Day. I love oatmeal, and it's available as either quick or instant. I prefer instant, but it isn't really instant, is it? You have to tear open the packet, then pour it in a bowl, and then add hot water. That's not instant oatmeal. That's more like quick, but it's quicker than quick. Oh, so confusing, but so delicious. Have a happy National Oatmeal Day.
So October 29th, we celebrate two of my favorite things, cats and oatmeal.
I heard it's National Cat Day today.
Yeah.
I celebrated with my cats this morning.
How many do you have?
Five.
Wow.
I had six, but one went to Rainbow Ridge.
My boss is seriously lobbying me to get a Frenchie. And, you know, Huxley, the chubby little one, the sweet little boy down there, he's got a sister. And I would love to have one of those, but...
How do you think your boys would take that?
That's the question.
Yeah.
It's so tempting. It's so tempting to pull the trigger.
They are cute.
Oh, yeah. Very. Jesse Lynn is our guest. We're going to listen to some more of her music. She's a local country singer. I think her stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
I am not saying that. She's not even in the room right now. There's no ulterior motive. I am really, really impressed. And she's great on the air, too.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to have her back.
Absolutely.
Let me take a moment here. When she comes back, we'll also continue our series on Behind the Vinyl with Dennis DeYoung, the lead singer and songwriter from Styx.
Styx!
Yes, a group I used to work for. Right now at 4:36. We're going to check traffic, get Rich's forecast, and I'll come back and give you the Living Fear Doppler for the rest of the afternoon.
This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. We have a bunch of accidents. One of them is going to be Upper Wetumpka Road at Capitol Parkway, an injury there. We're hoping that one is being wrapped up. Holt and Heron Street at the top of the Heron Street ramp off of I-65 northbound. Accident there. 3,000 block of Eastern Boulevard. That's near Art's Music Shop. Also, I-85 northbound at the 17-mile marker. That's going to be just past Pike Road. We have a 18-wheeler with a broken drive shaft that is marooned in the left lane. You're going to want to be in the right lane if you're headed outbound on I-65 past Pike Road. Keep it here for more traffic updates. When you're in an accident, you got a lot of questions and you need answers, call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I just got a text from my wife, Mrs. Ritterbuttle, who says those are great songs.
Yay!
They are great songs.
Oh, thank you. Tell her I said thank you. Well, thank you.
I mean, I had learned about you from the boss and a couple of other people. You've so exceeded my expectations.
That's awesome. Yay.
But your music, I wouldn't tell you that. I wouldn't want to tell somebody, good luck, you're going to need it.
Oh.
I mean, every performer needs a little good luck, but it's frustrating to hear how good it is and know that not everybody's heard it.
It's getting there. Maybe we need to create something here that we could, I don't know, we need to create a hotline. Call it Greg and Rosie's hotline, and I don't know, we could do something there.
Let's see what Captain John, I missed by one, is on the line.
Hey, good afternoon, Greg. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Hey, I like that song. The artist that recorded it on your show today, it's a good song.
Thank you.
Hey, I got you beat. I got 14 feral cats I feed every day.
Wow.
Yeah. You want one?
I would so take one, but my dad is highly allergic to cats, so that's the reason why we don't have a cat.
Hey, Greg, I moved in this trailer park 3 years ago, and it's a rundown park. It's really old. So I had, like, one cat come up one day, and so 3 years later I have 14. So happy National Cat Day, Greg.
And to you, your family, and all of our loved ones.
Yes.
Okay.
We celebrate with you. Thank you, man.
Amen.
We've cultivated a really interesting group of listeners here.
I can tell, but it sounds like a very loyal and great
listening
fan base. You
should come to Baumhauer's some night.
I do need to come. I love Baumhauer's.
Yeah, Wednesday night.
I know. I need to swing in night.
I've got an idea.
Okay. He's got an idea.
He is opening in East Chase. And would it be great if we could put a Jesse Lynn concert out in front of that for their grand opening?
They have a broadcasting booth.
There's an idea right there, and it would be a great time to maybe do a listener showcase for some new songs that we've got coming.
Wow.
I like this idea.
Mm-hmm. Let's make it happen.
I do come up with a good one every once in a while.
You're brilliant.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate the praise.
You're phenomenal.
Thank you, Howard Stern.
What can we say?
I've done two shows with him. Howard Stern.
Mm-hmm.
And I made him laugh, which is even more impressive. Before we hit the news break and Rich's forecast, here is a recording of Bernie Sanders talking about legalizing and taxing pot from C-SPAN.
And now C-SPAN presents highlights from Bernie Sanders' call to end federal marijuana prohibition.
It is time to tax and regulate marijuana like alcohol. It is time to end the arrests of so many people for possessing marijuana.
This has been C-SPAN's highlights of Bernie Sanders' call to end federal marijuana prohibition.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join the fight against breast cancer during our Catch Me in Pink campaign and give back to the Joy to Life Foundation. Learn more at calldixie.com.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I'm Ellis Eskew with Alabama News Network. A federal judge has blocked an Alabama abortion ban. The law that was to go into effect next month would have made having an abortion a felony at any stage of pregnancy in almost all cases. Today, U.S. District Judge Myron Thompson issued a preliminary injunction blocking the state from enforcing the law, which would have called for 10 years to life in prison for the abortion provider. Two separate wrecks on I-85 are cleared after backing up traffic near Chantilly Parkway this morning. One of the cars burst into flames. Thankfully, there were no injuries. No word yet on what caused the wrecks. State troopers are still investigating. The Montgomery Regional Airport will hold a full-scale disaster exercise tomorrow. They are testing and evaluating the response to ensure continued readiness for airport emergencies. The two-hour exercise is just a simulated drill. Officials say normal airport operations will continue and no delays or disruptions to travel are expected. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. A series of disturbances will keep us wet at times from now through Halloween. For today and tonight, scattered showers likely. High temperature in the middle 70s. Low tonight, 68. Tomorrow and Thursday, Halloween, showers and thunderstorms are likely at times. High near 80 both Wednesday and Thursday. A strong cold front moves through on Thursday night, becoming much cooler behind the front on Friday. Windy with a high around 63. Upper 30s Friday night. A cool weekend ahead with cold nights. Pretty appropriate for the first weekend in November. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
According to the Live and Fear Doppler, you should be expecting some light rain sometime around 5:30 to 6 this afternoon. Richard Randall will be with you in a minute.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's National Cat Day. And this is just in time for Halloween.
Don't you think it's just a little mean to dress up your fur babies on Halloween? You did your doggy up like a taco supreme. Your guinea pig is a lima bean. You spent a whole month with your parrot to make him moo. Your hamster's a master of kung fu. And your snake is a necktie too. Now your cat's in a costume and he's hating you. Isn't that cute? He feels like a buffoon. Why'd you dress your cat up like a drag queen? That's more than a little mean, and you're way too into Halloween.
So, Jesse Lynn.
Yes.
Could I tap your amazing talent to try and do a parody once in a while?
Absolutely. I would love to.
I get ideas for these all the time, but I can't sing and I don't play anything.
Okay. I could certainly do one for you or two right. Or three. Absolutely.
Wow. I have a source now.
Yeah, you do have a source.
We have a couple of callers. Richard, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good.
I've got a cat story for you on National Cat Day.
Okay.
But before that, I'd like to say the last song I heard is quite good. I only heard one of them. It was very good.
Yay, thank you.
No, her music is really excellent. We'll be playing more, too.
Does she play locally as well?
Yes, we do. We are in Montgomery. Actually have a show at Sinclair's East on November 13th, so would love to see everybody out.
Wow.
Sorry. Yeah, great. Anyway, so I told you before that my wife and I took a two-year trip in a big RV truck. It was a military truck. And we were on our way down to Morocco, and before we get there, you go to Algeciras, and you cross the Strait of Gibraltar. But before you go into Morocco, you stock up on food. And one of the things I like is tuna, or you call it tuna here, tuna. And so we stocked up at about 30 tins of tuna, and we got across into Morocco. And I said to my wife, whatever you do, don't feed the animals on the trip. Now, my wife's a sucker for animals. So the one day we were sitting in one of the, we were parked up in one of the campsites there, and I said to my wife, I'd like some tuna. She said, no, we've got no tuna. And I said, we bought 30 tins of tuna. And she says, no, we've got none. Anyway, just after that, I opened the back door of this RV, and there's about 30 cats waiting outside.
Wow.
In an arc around there, because my wife had been feeding all these cats, and they were standing there waiting for her to feed them.
Oh, my goodness.
If you feed them, they will come.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, that was it.
And they'll keep coming back for more and more and more. Sounds and bring like their friends, too.
Yes.
Nothing more fun and cuddly than a herd of cats.
Yeah.
Richard, thanks for the call and the story. Randall, where the hell have you been?
Oh, man, you know, gathering myself, getting myself together.
Well, it's good to hear from you. That's awesome. It's good to hear from you.
I know. It's hard to help. I don't know, man. It's hard to help when you ain't, you know, you can't help yourself. I guess you got to get right. I know what you're saying, man. And I want to say I want to be there tomorrow night, but I know I'd be a lie because there ain't no way I can make it. But, brother, don't think I don't love you. Please don't ever think that.
No, no. But that's the Joey and Jack event tomorrow night at Baumhauer's.
What?
Yeah, we're celebrating Joey and Jack.
With a cake.
With a cake.
Well, crap. I guess we may have to make it. And then that just means Jesse Lynn, are you going to be there? That'd be the next question.
Where am I going to be at?
Yeah, are you going to be there? Are you coming?
I don't know. I've got to see what my plans are tomorrow. I've got to teach all day at Lanark for the Prattville High School's Academy of Leaders event. So it just depends on what time I get out of teaching.
What a better, you know you're going to be hungry after that then. Yes, you coming. I know, make sure she's there, Mama. I know you're beside her. Make sure she's there now.
He knows I like food.
But I'm telling you, and y'all, if you missed the Sinclair, it's so personal. I'm telling y'all, you ain't going to see this girl around much. And she's a hustler. She's beating it. I mean, I'm talking great. When this girl, she's like the old school. She's going to every radio station there is, I believe, around. That plays country music and beating the bushes, getting that song played. And I'm talking about what happens in the country, stays in the country, is a jam, is a sing-along.
Yes.
I mean, I'm telling you. And then her hero CD, man, Greg, it'll break you down. It'll make you cry, man. There's three songs in there. I know you ain't going to get through. And she has to tell you about that one later. But,
man,
Jesse Lynn is the star. And they just waiting on her to get, you know, them to get out of the way. Because they know she's coming, Greg. They know she's coming. That's what's so exciting. And she's from here, and she ain't taking, I mean, and she's got it all. You know, a bunch of girls can sing, but they don't care herself like her. I mean, you ain't going to just tell me you think she wasn't 30-something years old. Nobody can, because, man, she cares herself so well. Nothing bothers her. Everything is just knock it off the shoulder, and let's sing another song. And I'm telling y'all, y'all better be at Sinclair's, and, man, it's a boot stomping time. I love you, Greg. I do, man.
Thank you, Greg.
Yeah, I'm all right, brother. I'll see you, Jesse. See you tomorrow night, babe.
Bye. Bye.
Love you.
All right. when we come back, help me benchmark American Idol. I want to talk about that. It's 4:51.
Think about where you see yourself in the future. Maybe you're bouncing a ball on the beach or bouncing a grandchild on your knee. Whatever it is, your dream is uniquely yours, which is why Trustmark Tailored Wealth works with you
to understand what you want to see in your future. Together, we tailor a strategic plan to help grow, preserve, and protect what you've worked so hard to earn. So see a Trustmark Tailored Wealth Advisor, because your future starts today. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
It's Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks falling as investors sifted through a slew of earnings reports today, with the Dow falling 19 points, the Nasdaq down 49, S&P 500 down 3. And shares of plant-based meat company Beyond Meat were far from sizzling today on Wall Street, falling over 22%, marking the end of Beyond Meat's lockup period. For the first time since its IPO, early investors can sell the stock. Now, despite the sell-off, Beyond Meat reported a much bigger profit than expected for its third quarter. Shares of Mattel spiking after hours, around 18%, after the toy maker posted better-than-expected earnings for the third quarter as newer models boosted demand for its flagship Barbie brand, and the launch of dolls based on Korean pop sensation BTS lifted international sales. Mattel also announcing it will be hiring a new chief financial officer in the wake of a whistleblower investigation relating to its accounting practices. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. forhims.com/joy.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Our amazing guest is Jesse Lim. We're going to sample Dirt to Diva. Side of country, that's the album.
That's the album. First album.
Well, you might think I'm a little rough out there, barrel racing and eating dust. I can hit the ground and get back up. Ain't no such thing as fast enough. There's more to me than a rodeo. Got a life outside this show, and there's something you should know.
Music is great, but I need to ask you a question.
Okay.
When they were conducting auditions for American Idol, did you try out?
I did not, no.
Any regrets?
Nope.
I will say this.
Mm-mm.
And Jess Muse is a very talented young lady, but you're better.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate the compliment.
For several years, I don't know if I mentioned this earlier in the show, but I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah. It's a well-kept secret. I share it with very few people.
Uh-huh. I feel honored.
But based on that, when American Idol was running on Fox, every night after the show, I would run over to the TV station and do analysis. And I predicted the winner 4 straight years.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jess Muse was on, my issue with her was I thought they were giving her songs that were out of her wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't play to her strengths. And I think that's pretty much what cost her, you know, at least making the finals. She made it number 4, which is good.
Which is pretty dang good. And it's funny, Jess is a good friend of mine. And when she did her homecoming concert a few years ago, she called me and she said, hey, do you want to come open the show? She's like, I kind of want to do a girls' night. And I'm like, well, yeah. So, you know, we had, you know, Jessie Lynn and Jess. So it was Jess and Jess. And we talk about it all the time. It's funny, I get mistaken for her just as far as when we're talking, like, right. Oh, you were on American Idol. And I was like, no, that was Jessica Muse. But it just happens to do with the, you know, the similarity and the Jesse and Jessica. And I'm like, okay, I'm Jesse, J-E-S-S-I-E.
You know, if you're going to analyze something, you got to be honest. And on the night when it was the 4 of them, I went on TV and said, this will be her last night on the show.
Aww.
And it was very hard to do that. But I was right.
Yeah.
It just, but I don't blame her. I don't question the talent with her.
She's definitely got it. And some of the stuff that she's got out now, I definitely think she has grown so much as an artist. And I'm glad to see Warrior Records out of L.A. picked her up.
Good.
And the stuff that she's putting out and the causes that she's doing shows for and everything else, she's just, she's a phenomenal person.
I'm glad she got the exposure that show provided.
Yes.
But again, and I used to say this almost every night, so much of it is luck, depends on the songs that are chosen to be released,
most
the
definitely.
Singles, and everything kind of has to...
My biggest beef with shows such as American Idol, The Voice, I've had all of that, those questions asked, is the contracts now that they have you signed.
Oh.
Carrie Underwood, when
they
she...
They own you.
Oh, they own you. And when Carrie won, you know, it took her 10 years to get out of that contract, but
wow.
Thank goodness, Carrie had already had a previous music career life and knew enough about her business to play it to her advantage. While she was under contract, she still made money. She didn't lose it. So she was able to buy out her end and get stuff out. And, you know, I've worked too hard. You know, I own all of my trademarks to my name, my company, working on some more. And it's like when you sign that, you sign away that entire right. And I said, nah, nope. I've spent money, my time, and hard-earned money and investment, and I've invested into it. And
she's going to be great with Brant McDonald. He'll be joining us.